Hi guys, welcome back to Mira Safar. We've had a tough day today, haven't we?
Yeah, I burnt my toast today. It was one thing after another. We got some news that wasn't exactly positive. And the weather was bleep.
No, it's like you have that struggle at home initially when you have the low moods of whether shall I get up? Shall I move? Shall I go? And then when you finally win that battle and then you get into, say, work, for example, and you come in through the door, you have a complaint ready, and then you're like, oh, great. And then you get past that, you move on, and then you're like, I'll have a cup of tea, and you put on your toast. And as you're making your cup of tea, your toast burns. And sometimes just that small thing can just set you off. Your whole day's gone.
Or we frame it differently. So when I burnt that toast, I went into the kitchen and I scraped. So there's this burnt toast theory that what is that toast saving you from? And it's like the butterfly effect, that type of thing.
I've never heard the burnt toast theory. That's interesting.
All right, okay. What is it saving you from, and what could have happened could something worse? And then that's how you should frame it. Like, in the grand scheme of things, is burnt toast such a bad thing? Like, me scraping it up. So when I went to the bin to scrape it off, and I didn't scrape it off, I ended up chucking it, but I did try to salvage it. But then I had a conversation with a couple of people whilst I was stood there, and we were messing about and having a bit of a joke and a laugh about this burnt toast. And then you walk away and you're like, okay, it was a burnt toast, but I just had a laugh with so-and-so and so-and-so. So it was a bit of fun. And you know what them lot are like. They do like their banter. And it kind of took me out of a space where I felt like, oh, crap, this has happened. But what else actually happened? And then it's about moving away from that mindset of, oh, this is such a negative thing. Because had I not burnt that toast, I wouldn't have stood there like a lemon in the kitchen. Trying to save it, but also having that bit of banter with someone who made me smile. I had a little chuckle with them, and then I walked back to the office and it was fine. It was absolutely fine. I could have gone the other way, and I was feeling a bit low. Made the toast, sat back, got onto the screen, and started my work and felt a bit. But because of that little interaction, that positive human interaction that we have, which is so underrated these days, it made me feel a bit better. And I think that's what we forget, that we are all social beings, and it's really important
So do you feel that was a way of you coping with your stress and anxiety?
I don't think it was because that feels quite structured, but, you know, I've noticed that coming into work and having a conversation with someone really makes my day better.
Like, when you're struggling with anxiety and stress, and you've burnt your toast, that could just be it for you. That could trigger it off. But like you said, the upside of it was that you got to have a bit more conversation with your colleagues, and that cheered you up. Did that calm your anxiety and stress?
I think what it is that we have to. So, I mean, anyone listening to this, you know, I don't want them thinking that, oh, we're all depressed and we're all sad and all of that. That's not the case. What we're doing is having real conversations about our lives that we hope that the listeners can relate to. If they do need help, help is out there, and we can always, you know, refer you to the right people. But I think it's really important that we value our interactions that we do have. And I think anxiety is a very normal thing, but it's how you manage it that's really important. And sometimes your anxiety levels are very high, and that's when you said that we burnt the toast and that was it, that was the end for me. It gave me, and I think I really appreciate that I could kind of see it that way. The other way is I could have chucked it in the bin, got really frustrated, gone back into the office, and, you know, sent a really
low mood.
Yeah,
kind of day.
And I just had a rubbish day all round. So yeah. I think it's how we frame our.
You know what else I feel? I feel like every day is not the same. So just because, like, you know, you burnt your toast, what if you didn't have a good experience or a little chuckle or a laugh with your colleague, and your day carried on the same pattern throughout the whole day, it was low mood, things kept recurring, but the next day it doesn't have to be the same. So never feel to yourself that it's going to be, this is what it's going to be, you know, every day is going to be low mood. It's not, you're having a bad day and it's okay, let those feelings pass, and tomorrow's a different day.